Elsewhere, the United Nations warns that Syria is spiraling toward a full-scale disaster as 1 million Syrians flee their war-ravaged country. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says the figure is based on reports coming from its offices in Syria's neighboring countries, which host the refugees. The UNHCR also says millions of people have also been internally displaced. According to the UN report, some 70,000 people have already been killed across Syria in nearly 2 years. Mohammed Ali, our correspondent, joins us now from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Mohammed, the numbers are staggering, and according to the UN, a full-scale disaster is in the making. Tell us more about the UN's estimates, and more importantly, what factors are accentuating the crisis?
Yes, Bardia, for sure the numbers are increasing, and the main aim or the main reason behind that is that more residential neighborhoods, more cities are becoming war zones because of the attacks of foreign-backed militants. I mean, just a couple of days ago, large numbers of foreign-backed militants affiliated to al-Nusra Front, which is al-Qaeda-linked group over there, in addition to the so-called Free Syrian Army groups, they attacked a whole city, an entire city, sabotaging it and threatening the lives of the civilians over there, which is al-Raqqa city. This is always causing the displacement of the Syrians because, as I told you, those armed men are entering those residential neighborhoods and using those areas and those houses of the civilians and the people as strongholds in their fight against the Syrian army. This is the main reason behind the displacement of more Syrians. However, let me tell you about the situation of those displaced. I can tell you that according to our field reports and tours, we have seen that it is the situation of those displaced Syrians inside Syria that are being kept in public places by the Syrian government as shelters is much more better than the situation of those that are in neighboring countries. This is something important to speak of. We have to say and note here that the Syrian government called on those Syrians to come back and promised them to give them shelter and their basic needs, food and medical needs. This is something very important. Another thing that we have to speak of over here is the reason that those Syrians are remain suffering. Now, we have to note here that there are countries like Turkey, take for an example, that from one side of its borders, it receives the Syrian displaced people and keeps them on its soil. But on the other side of its borders, it sends more weapons and militants in order to fight there and create more violence. There are countries like the U.S., which is also supporting those foreign-backed militants in all kinds of support, weapons and financial support. The New York Times spoke about, for example, CIA personnel training those armed men in Jordan. The Saudi Arabia also bought some weapons from Croatia for them, meaning that there are many countries that claim they want to help the Syrians, but on the other hand, it seems that, in fact, they are just keeping violence and increasing the violence on ground and leaving those Syrians displaced more.
Okay, thank you very much. Mohammed Ali, Press TV's correspondent.